Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Chaim Schmidt from the Kosher Scene. My guest this evening is Rochelle Kasai from Thin Cheese by Aunt Rashi. Thin Cheese is a company that does scrumptious desserts with a twist. And the twist is that they are gluten-free, nut-free, sugar-free, and dairy-free. Normally, you would have said, how can you possibly do a decent dessert, any of those ingredients? You'd be surprised. Good evening, Mrs. Kasai.
Hi, how are you, Chaim?
Baruch Hashem.
Okay, you can call me Rochelle. I'm much more comfortable that way, if that's okay with you.
No problem, Rochelle. Now, tell us a little bit, who is Rochelle Kasai? How did you come to where you are now?
Oh, that's been a trip. I'm a mother, a wife, a grandmother, and I was working in the corporate world for about 25 years and got tired of traveling 106 miles several days a week. And then went with my passion, which is food. So initially there was a lot of giving away tons of food, and I had volunteers coming out of the woodwork as to who's going to be my taster. And then my family and friends suggested that maybe it's time to go into a little bit of a business. And that's exactly what I did. I started from my kitchen, and then I said I can't reach a far audience unless I have hashgacha. And my shul was very kind enough to allow me the use of their kitchen. So I was under the Vada Rabbanim of Raritan Valley. And after a bit of time, I graduated to a commissary. And thank you to my very good friends, Eric and Avi, who taught me so much of what it is that I know today. And after spending almost 2 years there, or close to 2 years, somebody recommended that I approach a manufacturer, and instead of spending hours at night doing things by myself and then slowly hiring one and two people and then making deliveries early in the morning after being up all night, I got to tell you, it was pretty tiring. But food, like I said, is my passion. I started out doing a lot of different things, babkas and biscones and biscotti and all sorts of things. And my kids said, you know, Ma, you've got to streamline. And I listened. And I said, where is there a need that needs to be fulfilled? And I tasted so many things that were dry in the gluten-free department, and I said, you know what, this is going to be my challenge. I'm going to hopefully help people eat quality desserts and let them not have to be dry and tasteless and brittle and just awful. And that's how the business began. And getting a name for the business was another trip. What do we call it? And there were the strangest names that people came up with, French and fancy and Italian. And my nephew says, Auntie Rashi, you've always been Auntie Rashi to us. Everybody knows you as Auntie Rashi. Why don't you just name yourself Auntie Rashi's Goodies? And Kahaya, that's exactly the way it was. That was the name of my business for...
When you started.
When I officially established a business that was not in my home, when I needed a hashgacha. So that was my official business. And then my father was Nifter, and I adored him. And he always used to say, and pick up his elegant fingers and on anything I made, he says, Ruchala, everything you make is a la Finchi. And the word Finchi comes from the word phenomen, which means delicious in Hungarian. And I really wanted to memorialize my father Olive HaShalom. So we named the business Sinchi's in his memory. And I truly believe that he interceded on my behalf with the Ribbono Shel Olam and brought me to the next level. It's been a work in progress. It continues to be that. And I love every minute of it. And it's not as glamorous as everybody thinks being in business is. So a lot of blood, sweat, and tears.
Right. And a lot of disappointments until you finally get something.
Oh, my goodness. One Erev Pesach, while I was doing my run in the shul, I wasn't happy with the results. And everybody said, I'm crazy. But I really wasn't happy. It was not the quality of cocoa that I was used to. Pesach things are a little bit different. It's a little bit challenging. And I use olive oil because I'm very quality conscious, and I want to give my clients the same type of food that I give my family is what I give to everybody out there, because I care. I avoid chemicals, and I avoid artificial flavoring and preservatives wherever possible. So my brownies have none of that. And I ended up giving away that year to Tamchei Shabbos. They were very, very happy recipients of several hundred boxes of cake that just simply did not meet my standards. And I started again from scratch.
That must have cost a fortune.
It did, but I had a lot of my family and my shul as backers, and I had everybody staying up with me the entire night so I was able to do my run and get it out and deliver it on time for Erev Pesach. So I am grateful to all my friends out there, and you know who you are, and everybody who helped me and continues to help me grow, and I'm just very grateful to the Ribbono Shel Olam, to my family, to my friends, to my clients, because if I don't have clients, I don't have a business.
That's
so
right.
So thank you all for introducing and hopefully trying, at least in the future, a little bit of Finchie's chocolatey decadent mousse and brownies. They really are super tasty, but you decide for yourself.
So how old were you when you first started baking?
How old was I? Let me see. I know I was 7 when I made my first chicken paprikash, and my mother gave me directions from the door, and I said, Mommy, how do I do this? And she says, it's very simple. You just saute onions, and you can put in some peppers and add some salt, pepper, and paprika and some garlic. And I said, well, how much? She says, you'll figure it out. You'll know. And that's exactly how I learned to cook. But baking is a little bit more scientific and a lot of experimentation, I must say, because especially gluten-free, it's much more challenging than working with even with yeast or with wheat. And if you're patient and you stick with it, hopefully you get results. It doesn't happen overnight. My sugar-free took me a year until I was satisfied with what it tasted like. And there are so many different kind of sugar substitutes out there. Some are bitter, some are overpowering. It's very, very, very difficult.
Some have an aftertaste.
Yeah, oh, a terrible aftertaste. Yeah, this year I was able to use something called... No, my brain just went dead on me. I apologize. I cannot believe this. I was a Zalatal fan. I still am. But the Nir Bater would not give, approve it for Pesach production. And that's whose Hashgacha I am under for Pesach and the Kaf K. And during the year, Finchie's is under Kaf K and the CRC. And they are all wonderful Hashgachas. And they care, and they want to deliver the highest level of whatever they can to the public. So it's that's one of the things that you have to go to as well when you're growing, and you want to reach as large as a population as possible. Is that you have to get hashgacha.
Mm-hmm.
It's sorbitol. It just hit me. I can't believe it just hit me like that, but it did. So it's made with sorbitol, and both the brownies and mousse really came out very, very nice this year, Baruch Hashem. I'm very, very grateful.
Okay. Now, how do you get your ideas as to which particular item you want to make? Are these items that you have tried first in your family? Are these items that you suddenly decide?
Everything gets tried through my family. Yes, they are the numero uno guinea pigs. And then I invite my friends, and I have quite a few who are saying, okay, so when are you making something new? When can we taste something? And I'll call them, and they'll say, you know, they'll give you your 2 cents worth. And I value everybody's opinion, and I say, so long as it's constructive, 100%. And I really work at it. I take my time and measure and balance, and that's really what it is. It's a constant testing and experimenting with different type of flavors, and it's much more challenging for me because I happen to love nuts, but I am in, you know, during the year we're in a dedicated nut-free and dairy-free facility, no peanuts at all, and no nuts. And Pesach, we're in a gluten-free and dairy-free facility, also peanut-free, but that handles tree nuts. So I have a tremendous amount of recipes that involve nuts, and God willing, we will expand under a different name so we don't confuse the public. And looking to expand into vanilla flavors. So there's a long future ahead. And I'm looking forward. I beg your pardon, I missed what you just said.
I said absolutely. Now, aside from the story that you told us about that near disaster where you ended up giving everything away,
uh-huh.
Any interesting, any funny stories that happened, you know, while you were building Finchies?
Oh, funny stories. Oh, sure. When a shipment of mine got lost, that was not a pleasant thing. And then we found that somebody had delivered it 4 doors down from where it was supposed to be, and everybody was frantic. But it ended up okay because we found out in time. And funny stories. There were a lot of funny stories. There were times that a gallon of oil spilled, and we were having fun trying to avoid it, and it was almost like a skating party.
Oh, my God.
All sorts of things happen, and, you know, you have to laugh, because if you don't laugh, you cry.
That's right.
And then sometimes things fall, and you have no clue what happened. I did it the same way as I did it for years. Why this time did it not come out good? So these are not funny stories. These are challenging stories, but you have to laugh. And you say?
Certainly, as you look back on it, it may seem funny, although at the time, I'm sure it was the heartbreaker.
To give that away, that really, you know what? It was a heartbreak having to spend all that money, but I was very happy that Tom Chay Shabbos was the recipient of what everybody thought was great except me, because I told you. I'm a perfectionist, and I try very, very hard, and it really was, everybody said they didn't understand why I rejected it, but I did, and the company that supplied me with the cocoa, I said, it's impossible, it's not what I work with in the past. I've worked with this, you know, with your supplier before, and your brand, what happened? And they also were extremely understanding, and they gave it to me at their cost.
Wow.
So, all along, I have been very fortunate being surrounded by people, friends, neighbors, Aliana and Jean, who have bent over backwards to be here for me. If I tell you 24/7, I am literally not exaggerating. Whether it's a computer issue, at first, when I first started, my brother-in-law did my labels on his computer. The last challenge, I invested a lot of money in brand new labels. What do you think happened on my sugar-free label when I was doing the editing and testing for spelling errors?
You forgot to say sugar-free, probably.
Not that. One of the ingredients is listed as sugar instead of xylitol.
Ouch.
I was looking for spelling errors, and I didn't realize that I was looking for spelling errors on the sugar-free item. Sugar is spelled correctly, S-U-G-A-R, right? And this was my most recent thing, so it's still out there, and if anybody now ever sees a product that lists sugar as an ingredient on my sugar-free, rest assured, there is no sugar in my sugar-free. It was a human oversight, and I had new labels made, but I still will have to use these because I've invested a veritable fortune in these labels. But you don't know this, and I don't know how many people would have to be able to check to make sure that everything comes out perfect, and sometimes it just doesn't. You try,
now,
you try, and you know, like we say in Yiddish, a mensch tracht und Gott lacht.
Obviously, yes. Now, I am looking at your website, and the two main items
by the way,
just
came up. It was last night was its first opening. So, hurrah to my web designer.
It looks quite good.
Yeah, I'm very excited about it. I really am. This is the first professional thing that I had ever had done. And it's very, very, very exciting.
Now, it lists two items, the chocolate brownie torte and the decadent chocolate mousse. Now, I have said the decadent chocolate mousse, and it's hard to believe that contains no sugar.
That is true. That is absolutely true. There is no sugar in the sugar-free. And this year is probably the best I have ever made it. I only use olive oil and the best quality European cocoa and real vanilla extract as opposed to vanillin or anything like that. Wherever possible, I use top of the line. I mean, always use top of the line. The only artificial item that exists in my line is a little bit of non-dairy topping because it has to be pyrup. Otherwise, I would be using heavy cream.
Right.
But we are pyrup.
And I see that you also use Kahlua or Bailey's Irish cream, so...
I actually don't use that. That was my web designer's idea that it would be very tasty with that. So I know I've tried it with coffee liqueur, and I probably have a stash, maybe about 3 ounces left of the Kahlua when it had a hashgacha. I think it lost it somewhere, a while back, but I still have a teeny weeny weeny bit left. But there were other, coffee liqueurs.
Bailey's is actually
going to come off because I don't even know if Bailey's has a hashgacha. And he's, Rob was not familiar with, what is acceptable and what isn't. So in the next time you look at the website, you will see that will disappear.
The problem with Bailey's is that the hashgacha comes and goes. Sometimes it's under hashgacha, then it loses it, then it gets it back, then it loses it.
That's each of our own responsibility to make sure that the products that we eat have the proper certification.
Absolutely, absolutely.
And now all of them, I mean, OU, CRC, CUFK, everybody advertises in the books and the blogs, and so we're pretty much an aware, sophisticated group of people, so we know.
Yes, absolutely. On your website, there is only two items listed. I thought you had a bigger catalog of items.
I specialize for the time being in chocolate. And like I said, I started small. I started with one brownie that was premium. Then there was a need for low fat. So we developed a low fat with literally, half the fat. And we use apples, and it's not chemically induced low fat. Then there was... a tremendous demand for sugar-free, and that took me literally a year to develop. And, of course, we did the same thing with the moose. So hopefully mm-hmm. next year, Bezrat Hashem, we will have some vanilla item on the agenda. We'll have cafe au lait in Parv, black and white.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
So, you know, like I said, we are a work in progress. I'm constantly searching. I love the challenge. I love knowing that I'm able to deliver within the category of desserts. Nobody can say healthy desserts because, you know, with fruits, they're wonderful. So at least you can interject a little bit of fresh fruit with your mousse and with your brownies. They are delicious together or separate. And with the best quality ingredients, you know, European chocolate, dark chocolate is good for you. Olive oil is certainly not harmful. A little sugar never killed anybody. Everything in moderation. Nobody's saying sit down and eat an entire cake. But if you eat a little piece of cake with a cup of coffee or one of your favorite beverages of choice, it's not the end of the world. Every nutritionist will probably tell you that it's better to consume a little bit more calories and less than 6 lines of chemicals that many, many things today have.
Right. That we can all agree. We can all understand that. Now, where is it possible to get your items?
Well, we're pretty much located well around the tri-state area. Manhattan, there's Kosher Marketplace and Seasons. And in New Jersey, there's the Raritan area. We have Glot 27 on Route 27. And in Teaneck and Bergenfield area, there's Grand and Essex and Madan and the Cedar Market. And I think there's one more supermarket there that, you know, Finchies can be purchased at. Wesley Kosher Market and Evergreen in Muncie. We're located in Staten Island at Famous. Queens is Aaron's Casino. And I'm trying to think. Cedarhurst.
Well, I also know that you can get it in my neighborhood in Flatbush HaKodesh in Pomegranate.
Oh, absolutely. Pomegranate absolutely carries it. They have a very nice following, Baruch Hashem. And there's the Health Pantry, that's a health food store that has a very nice selection of very tasty things as well. And it's available in Florida at Kosher Kingdom and Aroma. And so I believe there's another place called, 1 second. Kosher Corner, if I remember correctly, in Brooklyn. That's another place that just held. In Chicago, there's 2 jewel stores that have it, the Evanston and I think it's Highland Park, Illinois. They carry it as well. And
even in Boston, at the butchery, of course.
Yes, of course. The butchery has it as well. They're also, these are all new customers that I just picked up this past year, which was very, very gratifying. So, you know, thanks to Kosher Fest, which, you know, was a very, very nice opportunity to meet a lot of people and a lot of dealers. And trying to think of some other places as well that I missed. But if you can check my website out, by next week, everybody's name is going to be on there. New Rock, Seasons on the West Side, Seasons in Scarsdale, and Lawrence. They all carry my products. So it's pretty readily available in the area. Definitely in, you know, here, you know, some Florida, Boston, New Jersey. And we're growing. Baruch Hashem.
Baruch Hashem. Now, you mentioned that soon you will start working with vanilla.
Yes.
What other products are you thinking of putting into, you know, into the catalog? What future items?
Do you want me to share my trade secrets before I've even developed them? Chaim, that's not fair. There has to be an element of mystery. I promise you,
you're
I'm
right.
going to give you a little bit of a heads up when I get ready. How about that?
Okay, fair enough.
It's going to be tasty. That I promise.
Fair enough.
It will not
okay,
be dry.
I'll tell you what,
it will not be brittle.
I want to be one of the guinea pigs tasting it.
You let me know when you're in the area. It will be my pleasure.
Okay.
Anytime.
I'm in Lakewood quite often.
Oh, okay.
But not too far away. I have 3 kids in Lakewood.
No. In Lakewood, I'm available at Schleimies. They're also known as some sort of a butcher, but I know them as Schleimies. So let me know when you're there, and I do demos for them. My website will list all the times that I do demos in different stores, and I invite the public to come. And you don't have to buy. You can just taste, and you make your decision whether you like the product or not. I know that you're going to love it.
Well, so far, this year and last year, I've tasted your items at the Kosher Food and Wine Extravaganza, and both times I loved it. In fact, this
Thank
year
you.
Was
Thank
even better than I remember last year.
I really, really appreciate it. We've made them better nutrition-wise. We've cut down on fats. We're trying to make it still very, very tasty and less calories. Because that's what everybody is trying to concentrate
right.
on, just that we should be healthier. But still, we all cheat. So if you're going to cheat a little bit, at least cheat on something that's not going to kill you with 7 lines
of
garbage.
Of course. Like one
remember
of the guests,
Finchies?
Right. One of the guests that I once had on the show said to me, she wasn't always into her foods. Now she definitely is. But let's face it, nothing is as delicious as every once in a while cheating a little.
Of course. And if you have a pick of something that's really tasty and not so horrible, it makes it even better. You can feel a little less guilty.
Absolutely.
And a little chocolate never hurt anyone.
On the contrary, now they are saying there are various studies in England, appearing in The Lancet, which is the British medical magazine, saying that chocolate is actually very, very good for your heart.
Not only that, it's the best mood enhancer ever.
Absolutely.
A quick lift, a little piece of yummy chocolate with your favorite beverage. Who could beat that?
And we are just about out of time. I want to thank you for being on our program.
It's been entirely my pleasure. Thank you for the opportunity. I appreciate you calling on me.
My pleasure.
I'm sorry?
Said my pleasure. There were a lot of other questions I would have liked to ask, but being out of time, we'll have to do it again sometime later.
You just let me know.
Thank you very, very much.
You're very welcome. I wish you a terrific Shabbos. Thank you. Good night, everyone.
Thank you. Okay. Good night.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye.